Jane, I'm just reeling. Reeling from the... I'm also getting up, so... I've been up for a while, but I'm also going to have a shower and get out here. But the point is that I'm reeling from the connections with Leslie, so that'll tell you exactly what time this is happening at. And anyway, this is all about Cloutrain Manifesto. Not that I have an awful lot to say about it, except briefly this. I read the Cloutrain Manifesto quite a long time ago and was kind of went, wow, and then forgot about it in a kind of a way. I forgot that I'm not sure I actually even had a clear intention of what I could do with it. I think I was more just impressed rather than how I could turn it to use. In a nutshell, nobody in Ireland knows about it. I mean, obviously there are exceptions to that. It is a very comprehensive and very challenging read about what the internet was going to be like, or what the world of the future was going to be like, to be honest. I don't think it was purely related to digital stuff. And it was written in 1999, and so my connection with the Cloutrain Manifesto is really part of an unvoiced project to make it talked about in Ireland and much more widely, not just among a small coterie of insiders who know about it. I mean, what attracts me immediately about the beginning of it is this: is the clarification of human and the putting it in a context. But particularly, I'm really very excited at the moment, partly because, in relation to the word human, partly because Jonathan Amm and myself, when we were branding Change Agents, came to the conclusion that one of the key terms for our brand, or one of the key associations of our brand, which was the exact kind of people that we both were, was human. And of course, then we had long discussions about Chris Brogan's use of human business works. And at one stage, I remember thinking, well, look, I am entirely keen on human, but nobody will really understand it. It will just confuse people to say, look, we talk to you in a human way. Because people will say, here in Ireland at least, well, what other way can you talk to them? And they won't get the impact of what it is, and they won't be able to see the contrast between, if you like, human conversation and the conversation that goes on between people who are peddling abstractions, to put it very crudely and quickly. So that, in a nutshell, is a quick answer. Now, I must actually get into the shower and move on with the day. Yeah, we can have a bit more dialogue about this. I'm intrigued to know what lay behind your question. At one stage, you know, I had the fantastic and ridiculous idea of rewriting the Cloutrain Manifesto, bringing it up to date, but doing so from Cork with a sort of international editorial panel behind the whole project. I have no notion of doing that again in my head at the moment. Anyway, I must move on, get a tire from my car. Bye.